Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And one of the things we're focusing on today for the Bigger Picture is the news yesterday from the Multi-Ministry Task Force talking about how social gatherings will change from next Monday, providing a boost for a lot of businesses. For starters, groups of up to five can dine in at F&B establishments.
That's right. Are you looking forward to dining out in a bigger group?
Yeah, I certainly am. Especially, you know, you've got the sentiment, you know, June was so crucial, right? Because a lot of people got at least their first shot of vaccine within our age group. And by the end of July, we could see, what, 50% of the population?
Yeah, so if things are on track to that happening, and of course, the COVID-19 situation stabilizing, we might see the group size going up to 8. So investors will be digesting that alongside the latest from the FOMC minutes overnight and the expanded crackdown by Chinese market regulators. To get a bigger picture, we've got Sunny Hamid. He is the Director for Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm doing well, thank you.
Are you looking forward to dining out with a bigger group right now?
Almost certainly, yes. It's a long queue already.
Now, let's dive into what's happening with the FOMC minutes. So we got the summary of what happened 3 weeks ago. Of course, we saw no rate changes there, but two rate hikes in 2023 being penciled in. And looking at the minutes, it doesn't seem that the Fed officials were as hawkish as what the meeting made it out to be. What do you make of these latest minutes, and especially how the bond yields reacted?
Well, I think you correctly pointed out, I think the market was going through the minutes with a tooth comb because the shock came earlier at the release of FOMC results the last time. But after going through the whole minutes itself, I don't think the market found anything relatively new. In fact, it suggested that basically it's not as hawkish as initially expected. So I think calm markets nerves a little bit. But going forward, again, the mention has already been made that they are looking at numbers. If those numbers are met, then the so-called tightening, quantitative tightening will then be set in place. So it's still the same thing, except that maybe markets calm down a little bit after the minutes.
Yeah, Sunny, how much is that moving the bond yields? Because we saw bond yields breaking below 1.3% at one stage. That is the lowest in nearly 5 months. And that seemed to encourage more investors to go back into the technology names, the growth names. What's happening here? Why is this happening and the reopening names, not techno, doing as well?
I think bond yields are retreating because part of the trade, I guess, prior to this in driving up bond yields was the reopening trade, was the Fed hawkish trade, so on. So we're now seeing, number one, the Fed not being that hawkish. Number two, while the vaccination program is pushing forward a normalization of economies, everybody at the back of their mind is worried about this Delta variant. So I think if you've got money on the table, I think some of these guys who are long on the yields are probably taking profit. So, but I do expect the yields to go back all the way down below, let's say one or even near to one. It should be somewhere around here or slightly lower and should stabilize.
Yeah, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will be speaking in Congress next week, so we might get a bit more picture or colour there. And talking about technology, Chinese technology is under pressure because of what's happening with the Chinese crackdown. The regulators might make it harder for Chinese firms to list overseas unless they get approval. Sunny, what's going on here? Why is China stepping up scrutiny? And is this an opportunity to get into this space right now?
I think the market's reading is it's cautious. I don't think anybody wants to jump into a situation where it's really unclear. Of course, Alibaba was the first, Tencent, now DD. People are now even worried about, should I be investing in the ADRs, in Chinese listed in the US? You know, because China, if anything, is one country which can turn rules around very, very fast. So people are cautious. I think if I'm not wrong, the ETF tracking the ADR of Chinese companies have dropped about a third since February or March. I don't think anybody's going to rush into this area anytime soon.
Okay, so maybe not so much exposure there until things get clearer on the Chinese side. We're chatting with Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Now, Sunny, turning our attention to back home, where we are looking at the prospects of restrictions being lifted further. So maybe a group size of 8 come the end of July, if things go well on the vaccination front, as well as the situation around COVID-19. Now, with the economy maybe getting a boost from these lifting of measures, what do you make of the stock market prospects for the STI, at least when it comes to the rest of the year?
I think, of course, we welcome the so-called reopening and normalization, but there could still be a differentiation within the stock markets between domestic-driven, domestic-leaning companies vis-a-vis those who are more exposed to the regional and even global markets. So we could see some positive uplift for these domestic-driven companies, but still the external side, you know, regionally, got issues within Malaysia, Indonesia with regards to the new variant. Malaysia just, the DG just said that the healthcare system is on the verge of collapse, for example. So it's still a very challenging external side. Although some developed countries are reopening, but still overall it's still challenging. So domestically looks to be recovering. Externally still a big question mark.
Yeah, talking about external factors, one of the things that has been making headlines is what's happening with OPEC Plus. A bit of drama, oil prices in turmoil, and a lot of speculation about what might happen next. What's your take on how this might pan out, Sunny? Where do you think things are headed?
I know, it's so unpredictable. You know, when oil prices are low, everybody comes to an agreement that output needs to be cut. When oil prices are high, everybody wants to be the first one to sell because, of course, everybody's in need of revenue, especially because of COVID. So market's watching to see whether things turn sour and everybody starts to try and break away and produce more than they ought to. That would actually not be too good. I think oil prices have reacted to that. Overall, I don't think oil prices will move much higher than 80, for example. We could see some move up. But I think at 80, people, especially OPEC Plus, you may see a bit of ill discipline as we sometimes see member countries just increasing their output above what they are expected to. So I think 80 should be the cap for oil.
Yeah, we'll see if the Saudi Arabians can see eye to eye with the UAE counterparts. So that's something to watch in the coming days. We've been chatting with Sunny Hamid. He is the Director for Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Sunny, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.